Now we can start.
Everyone has to wait for me, so.
Pasuk talks about Sarah Ish Avram had no children, but she had a Shivcha Mitzris Shbo Hagar. Shivcha Mitzris. Says Rashi, what's that Shivcha Mitzris? I guess who cares what's the Pasuk talking about? Says Rashi, Bas Paro Haisa, she was Paro's daughter. This Hagar was Paro's daughter. Kishiroa Nisim, the Nasu was Sarah. When Paro saw Nisim, what that was done to Sarah, Amar Mutav Shetei Biti Shivcha B'Bayezeh, I prefer, it's better for me that this that my daughter should be a shivcha in this house of Rav Masara, lo gavira bebayis acher, and not a chashev, a matron, a queen, whatever, a princess in someone else's house, in other than his house. So he saw what's going on, and he said, "Listen, I have a good idea. I want what's best for my daughter. What's best for us to go there to be a shivcha, even a shivcha, lowly shivcha in Avraham Avinu's house." As opposed to being very chashev a person in the house, the palace, the king and the queen. That's what he wanted for. So chora pashup shah seems to be. So what's the benefit of going to their house? I don't think he means astam. Well, you know, if a nisim happened in that house, so she'll have nisim to her also. No reason to assume that. They don't need nisim. Stay in his house and have all the money they want. But chora, what it means, pashup shah seems to be, that he saw the nisim, and he saw there was something special over here, something, why are they having Nisim? I don't have Nisim. My next neighbor doesn't have Nisim. Why are they having Nisim over there? There must be something very spiritual, something very holy, and that God likes them, okay? God prefers them. God has a special chain with them. And he does Nisim for them because he saw the way they conduct themselves. It's because as he saw the results, there's Nisim. He figured it must be because something special happening, that God loves them. Why? Because, understandably, because of the way they live their lives, with emes, with yashrus, with no big taivas, no kinna and sinna and taiva, saw something special over there. And obviously, it's because of, you know, some God takes care of them, and these people are special people. They're very good, they have wonderful midos. They live a life of yashrus and gadlus and all the things we want in life. That's, therefore, he said, listen, I'd rather her be someone. She doesn't need all the riches or the wealth or the covet. She should be someone who's inspired by Avraham Avinu's house, which is, wow, what a house to grow up with. What midos tovos. What beautiful things happen there. What integrity, what honesty. And she should grow from that. In my house, she won't see that. She might have all the wealth and the pomp and the ceremony and covet and glory, but she won't have a beautiful life of living a life of, let's call it a Torah lifestyle, without using those words in Avraham Melech's and Paro's language. So Chora, assuming that's Sharbos, which I think is Pashup Shat, it's an unbelievable thing. As Paro was, he was known, I think Chazal say, he used to go kill husbands to get their wives. He wasn't the most, he himself was not someone who lived the life of Gadlus and Ruchnius and purity and beauty and calmness and midos tovos. He had no shaykhah to that. He was the lowest of the low. And he just, in his own lifestyle, wasn't like that at all. You'd assume someone like that, you know, you tell him about it. The very nice people over there, like, you know, who needs that? That's ridiculous. I want to have all the women. I want to have all the riches. I want to have all the covet. I want to have all the power. He lives a life of gashmius, the life of indulgence in the Havi Olam Hazeh. But nevertheless, and fakert, and okay, right. So nevertheless, he was inspired. A person can see truth. A person, even the biggest Rasha, who has no shaykhus to behaving and acting in that kind of manner, he nevertheless appreciates and recognizes deep down. He knows, and as he knows, he might be about taiva, and he can't control himself, and he wants everything in the world, but he still knows what's beauty and what's good and what's the best. And that's the power of example, the power of a Ben Torah living a life of Kedusha and Tara that affects everybody, not just, you know, someone, you know, my harusa, he wants to grow also, so I'll affect him, I'll inspire him. No, it affects everybody in the world. Whoever sees it can appreciate something special with these people, with this person. And I want to be like that. Well, I can't be like that. I'm a big Baal Taiv, and I don't, and he's not going to be like that. But he wants the best for his daughter. He knows what's right, what the best thing is for her. And that's what Paro saw. So both, you see the koach of what it means, the awesome power that we have as Bnei Torah, to live like Bnei Torah and to inspire people. Mestama, that place, a great rachrayis on us also. As we could accomplish more, we get more schusim, more mitzvahs, and if we don't do Rachman al-San Hashem, listen, you know, it's like the main meriva. Hashem, you could have inspired, but you could have made a kiddush Hashem. You don't do it, you're month for that. So I'm not the judging and all that, but l'chor, it's a shtikl tvi. If someone could become a bigger Ben Torah and live a more beautiful life of Torah mitzvahs and doesn't do that, and therefore doesn't inspire people around him, Mestama is some kind of tvi, I guess. I'm not trying to scare anybody. Let's focus on the positive more, right? The positive, that person can have so much kochos and so much inspiring someone else, which we know, this Mzakis Rabbis, he inspires someone, he's Muhammad Torah, he's a Rebbe, he's someone who inspires people to higher levels, it's tremendous plus for anybody. That should be a shtick of motivation for us, that we can accomplish by just living a life. You know, Avraham Avinu was not preaching, you know, Torah to Paro. Paro just saw the way he lived. It wasn't in his class, it wasn't his Rebbe. But he just saw the way he lived, and he saw the Nisim, which means he had, why does he have Nisim? Because of his Hashem loves me. That's a beautiful lifestyle. That's what I want. That's what I want from my child. In the next pasuk, next Mar Makom, so Hashem, the first pasuk in Lech Lecha, Hashem told him to go mi'artzcha, moratcha, be'savicha. So the Rabbi Batanura says, Nir Lefarish, l'kach hizke shloshta. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and mention all these three things that go out of your house, go out of your birthplace, go out of your father's house? I'm sorry, first with your land, where you live, and where you're born, right? Special meaning to a person and his father's house. All these things normally provide a special meaning. But it says, well, why does it say all these things? Says the Rabbi Bar Tanura, I think different than Rashi, assume. L'kach hizkir shaloshtam, l'ashis l'otam, madua misu misava l'avlechas misham. Why did Hashem, the Pasuk is trying to tell you, why Hashem commanded him to leave? Me'arso, Murato Beis Aviv, Kulan, Shavin, L'Rosha. To compare, there's three, the Pasuk is trying to tell us, there's three reasons why Hashem, one reason, but to manifest three different areas, three things that caused Hashem to tell him, leave. You know why? Because there's Arso, there's Murato Beis Aviv, Kulan Shav Murash, they're all full of riches, they're all bad, there's all bad things in the land, in his birthplace, they all produce and have, and people live there, Rishon. Ba'im Bohem Tov, there's nothing good there. Adam Ramadis Drachav, and a person learns from their ways, from his ways, Omnei Arso, either because it's his land, his Mishpachto, Beis Aviv, all those things. And cause a person to naturally learn from his surroundings. Because that's where I live. I live there. That's my family's there. My father's there. I learn from all these things. So it's an unbelievable thing about it. It's wild. Avraham Avinu, you know, was the person we know at 3 years old. He was Makir's Boro on his own. Makir's Boro was so committed from the time he was 3 years old. I think he was 75 now, right? Am I correct? He was 75 years old now. I think that's it, right? 75 years old. So 72 years after his Makir is born on his own. So that means he had 72 years of growing and living as a Ben Torah and always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and developing greater Hakara. But nevertheless, as strong as he was, he'll be affected by these things, by his Mishpacha. The father, Terach, who wanted to kill him, brought him to Nimrod, right? And the land, the people, Nimrod, they wanted to kill him. He was public enemy number one over there where he lived, in his father's house. This can have an effect on Avraham Avinu. Oh, look at that. I see all these things happening. I see someone killing someone. I see someone, Avodah Zarah, whatever it was, all the rich that he sees, it'll have an effect on him. Even though it was such a powerful Baal Emunah, such a powerful Davak B'Kadosh Baruch Hu for the last 72 years of his life, till then, he was an Eved Hashem, growing and growing and growing every day, more mitzvahs, more chesed, more karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Avraham Hashem said, you don't belong here. I don't want you to be here because you might be inspired. Or affected, not inspired. I shouldn't say the word inspired. You should be affected by your father, by your family. They want to kill me. What are you? No, but there's a natural attachment, natural connection, so to speak, even though there's so much negativity there. But the person's surroundings is where he lives, is Eretz. He lives where he lives there. But they want to kill him. You know, he's, like I say, he's public enemy number one. You know, Nimrod, the person in charge, and the stumble with henchmen, whatever. They weren't any better. They're all Rishon, but he didn't have a good life there. Nevertheless, both we see the power, what it means, the power of environment, the power of a person's home, the power of a person's what he sees, what he grows up with. It's very powerful, both, and we have to be careful. We have to insulate ourselves. You know, we talk about, you know, we try to protect ourselves from the outside environment in terms of being in the Kotel Beis HaMedrash. Remember, one time I spoke at a yeshiva dinner one time, and I spoke about that issue. I mentioned in my speech that we want to insulate people, the children, from Torah Emes, elementary school, high school, whatever it was, that was a long time ago. And I said we want to insulate our Talmidim from the influence of the world at large. So after I spoke, so a Baal Bus, a parent comes over to me and says, "Rabbi, I heard you loud and clear, but I don't agree with you. You teach our children to know how to function, to live in an environment amongst the Goyim, amongst other people. You can't just shelter them. You can't put them in ghettos. It's not healthy. It's not good. It's not good for their growth opportunity." That's the flip side of both sides. But we don't believe in that of both sides. We believe, obviously, at a certain time you have to go out there. We have no choice. But the person has to recognize and do whatever he can to be careful not to expose himself, whether it's through newspapers, literature, videos, whatever might be out there, social media. There's so much out there affecting us potentially. And we think, well, I would never be inspired by them. They're disgusting, terrible people, and they don't even like me, and who knows what. But the more you have exposure you have to Avos, it makes an unbelievable, powerful influence, even for Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, go out of there for that, to avoid, escape that. Next one, Avos, also very similar. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says the same thing initially. Let's just go through it. Avraham Avinu. Russell came in Torah Bavoda. He wanted to fulfill, he wanted to become a bigger Ben Torah, to serve Hashem. He had to be careful. He had to watch out from the people in his generation. That was the reason. That would be a reason why he would lose his bechira, be inspired by them. He wouldn't have such a choice. Be nifshal sometimes. They had to get away from them. The same thing as the Bratanur says. Should go away because they're bad people. Don't be influenced by them. Same schmooze again. Don't get dirty. Should go away from his land, from his moletis. Okay. V'dorsh chazal. Listen to this, Rabbosai. Hayadome Avram v'suches shel pagaiton. I don't know if that's what that means. Some kind of a bowl, a beautiful thing with a beautiful smell. And a sunu beis hakvaros, which was sitting placed in the cemetery. And this beautiful smell was not could not affect anybody. And Ochor, I think this Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, this one, I think, basic verse, why basic verse? Why not just a forest where no one exists in a midbar someplace? Because the basic verse is negative, it takes away. It hurts this. It's not just there's no one to be inspired, but it takes away the smell. It hurts it. It's probably, all these funny smells, I guess. I'm not sure. So what happened? So this slochus, this plate, was what they do. Natrua, they took it, v'tutrua mimakoma. They took it from its place, v'hodiyu reichol olam. And they made known, they announced, so to speak, and they made available. It's reich to the world. People now enjoy the smell because it wasn't the basic verse. It wasn't being destroyed or taken away by the negative thing, but now people have access to it. Kach hay Avram dor, so too, this was similar to Avram, hay dor, v'soch ov de avar zara, oh my gosh, baruch hu, reichocha, go out. So the same reason, right? Go away, don't get dirty, be able to grow, become a bigger Ben Torah, like it says in the beginning, Torah Vavod, you want to become a tzaddik, go away from this bad place. Just like the sluchas had to go away because it would be affected negatively, it would take away the smell. They have to go out. Rabot says something, that's Pashup Shan, what he's saying. But there's something extra over here, Rabot say. He says, Ma'asu, right? They took it out. They took it outside. They wanted to make sure that the smell would be available to the whole world, to the people. What does that do with anything? That's not the point. The point is that the perfume itself should be good, not to be destroyed. Avraham Avinu, the point was not to let him, go ahead and teach and make sure people know about him. The point was that he himself shouldn't be affected negatively. This seems to be a different reason over here. What's he talking about? to make sure that people will have a chance to get the perfume. And seemingly the parallel is that people have a chance for Avraham Avinu to go ahead and learn Torah from him. It'll inspire people. Megayir as Anoshim. How's this work? What's going on? What's this line in the middle of here for? It's a different reason. It's not the same reason. If I care, in the beginning it says because he shouldn't be affected. At the end, he sums it up. Don't get dirty with them. So what's this that people should be able to utilize and enjoy the smell by Avraham Avinu, also enjoy him and let him teach him Torah. So the Shiva said, Pshat was, it's really one thing. Pshat is because it's all for the purpose, this was all meant to be for the purpose of helping Avraham Avinu become what he could become. But one of the tachbulos of enabling a person to become what he become is not just, obviously, step number one is take away from the bad, not be influenced from the negative. But beside that, when a person is out there and teaches Torah to people, you know, Yisrael says it, teach someone Musar, you're the biggest beneficiary, you help yourself tremendously. If you're out there teaching Torah, teaching Midos, teaching Hakaras Tov, teaching Emes, so a person himself is inspired, a person himself is the greatest beneficiary. So Hashem says, I want to take him out of there because number one, he should get away from negative influences, and number two, for that, he'll have a chance to go ahead and people should be able to get from him his idealism, his Emes, his Yashus, everything, all the beautiful Midos he has to offer, and that'll enable Avram to become the greatest he can. So it's not just when a person should be careful not to stay away from the negative factors that in his environment are both, it's also maybe more so to go ahead and go and help people, help your chavrus, help some in the high school, help a town, whatever it might be. Well, that's a very powerful, necessary thing to go ahead and make sure you become the biggest talmud chacham you can become, the biggest gadol, and to become as big a shalom as you possibly can become.
How did we say, Mr.? How did it come to that?